With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Drought warnings have been issued for parts of New York.
There are drought watches for the city and points north. Paul Rush is with the New York City Department of Environmental Protection.
Normally we'd have from September until now about 10 inches of rain, and we've only received about 2.5.
He says the city's water system is down to 63% capacity. Ulster County resident Pamela Martin.
The water levels are low, and you can see a lot of the basin of the Shokan Reservoir, which you can't usually see.
Officials say they're considering stopping work on the Delaware Aqueduct. It may be needed now to bring more water into the New York City area. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, Rudy Giuliani has turned over his luxury items in a defamation case.
Rudy Giuliani has relinquished dozens of watches and a Mercedes once owned by movie star Lauren Bacall to two former Georgia election workers who won a $148 million defamation judgment against him. Giuliani's lawyer says that the watches and a ring have been delivered to a bank in Atlanta. The 1980 Mercedes-Benz SL500 was turned over at an address in Florida, and an undisclosed amount of funds from Giuliani's Citibank accounts were also surrendered. Giuliani was ordered last week to immediately turn over his prized assets after missing an October 29th deadline. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Jake Paul won in a unanimous decision over Mike Tyson as the hits didn't match the hype in a fight between a young YouTuber-turned-boxer and the 58-year-old former heavyweight champion. All the hate from the pre-fight buildup was gone, with Paul even stopping to pay homage to bow to Tyson before the final bell sounded at the home of the NFL Dallas Cowboys in Arlington, Texas last night. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on where we come from. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to the latest Gallup poll on the topic, 37% of adults believe that God created man in his present form. 34% think that humans evolved from lower life forms, but that God guided the process. And 24% say that people evolved and God had nothing to do with it. That 37% of Americans who believe in Genesis is the smallest percentage in more than 40 years of polling. The percentage that think God was not involved is the highest in 40 years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Republican-led Ohio Senate has approved a bill banning males from using female restrooms. The 24-7 vote sends the measure to GOP Governor Mike DeWine, who plans a legal review. The bill applies to public K-12 schools, colleges, and universities. It would not apply to school employees, emergencies, or people having young people, or those with disabilities. This is SRN News. Are wind energy projects in jeopardy? John Scott explains.
Opponents of offshore wind energy projects expect President-elect Donald Trump to kill an industry he has vowed to end on his first day he returns to the White House. Whether he will succeed is unclear. Numerous offshore wind projects have approvals, and at least three are operating. Foes of the industry say Mr. Trump could prohibit future offshore wind leases and exert leverage over projects that are not as far along. The wind industry has offered to work with the president-elect and his allies in Congress, highlighting job creation and energy independence. John Scott reporting.
The first batch of artwork from the Boy Scouts of America's collection has raised over $3.7 million at auction to help pay the compensation owed to those who were sexually abused while in scouting. The 25 works offered up by Heritage Auctions yesterday are among over 300 from the Boy Scouts that will be sold at auction. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.